This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am fascinated with magic. I was not fascinated enough to become a magician, but I always loved it. And probably, I mean, honestly, the things I like are so diverse that it's tough to pigeonhole me in. But there was a time, and I still do, I watch practically every magic show if it comes on. I love watching magicians do their work, and I really love close-up magic where guys can fool you. You're watching something, and it's like, wow, how do you do that? And what fascinates me most is when I dabbled in magic, mostly to understand how it's created and its effect on the brain, I learned a lot about myself. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'll make you a bet. The majority of people listening to this program, you are fascinated by magic. Not enough to necessarily go learn it or get books on it. I have probably 6-7 magic books. Card tricks. You know what I always like? Things that if you're at a party and it's a little boring, you say you got a deck of cards and you could just entertain people and get the thing moving a little bit. Stuff like that. That's the level of dabble that I mean. So I have these magic books and I would study, and it was funny because you get fascinated as to how do these people create this? Whose mind says, how can I fool you? And I love these shows that talk about the mind and, you know, where the rabbit walks through, it says, count the number of dancers who go in and out of the circle. And while you're concentrating on that, a blue bunny rabbit walks through and it says, did you see the blue bunny rabbit? And you're like, what? Yeah, walked right through people, and then they show you again, and you see it, and you're like, holy cow, I missed that. That fascinates me, because it tells me that everything that you see isn't what you see, and sometimes you miss the big picture. Sometimes you miss a detail that you go, how could I possibly have missed that? And that's the fascination that brings you to this very program. How is it that I miss that? I was at a family reunion, and before I even say that, let me tell you this. Here's what I learned about magic when a magician said to me, I'm going to show you how I did it. And I was like, yes, all right, the trick, he's going to reveal it. And the guy showed it to me, and I went, oh, wow. Oh, you know what? And I'm going to tell you something. I never wanted to see how the trick was done ever again after that moment. That was my reaction. I wanted to keep believing in the magic and trying to figure it out. Because once I learned it, it was gone. And I don't know how you feel about that. If you haven't had a trick revealed to you, you may not know what I'm experiencing. But if you have, I'm going to tell you, it's a big letdown. I remember doing a card trick. I was at a family reunion, and I was doing a card trick, and I did it for one of my cousins. And then she goes, oh my gosh, y'all got to see this. And so I did it for, you know, soon. It was like, I told you, I knew enough tricks to where you would go, this guy knows what he's doing. He's fun, you know, whatever. So I'm doing these tricks, doing this one trick, and the whole, you know, there's like 8 of my family members going like, man, that is, how are you doing that? But one of my other cousins, he couldn't figure it out. Nobody could figure it out. And it was a trick that I don't care how, unless you know magic, you would never figure this trick out. It was a really good card trick. And I performed it 10 times if it wasn't 20. And I kept doing it, and everybody says, do it again, do it again. Well, one of my cousins watched me do it every single time, and he's looking at the cards. He's trying to figure out if I'm hiding cards, and it's right in front of his eyes. He never is going to get it, and he kept bugging me. Come here, you got to show me. So he begged and begged and begged, and I told him, no. Well, after enough hours, he was so dejected. I went, All right, I'll tell you what I did. So I showed him the trick. But instead of being fascinated at the magic, how somebody put that together in such a way that you couldn't figure it out. You were fooled. How, instead of being fascinated, he was let down. It was like, almost like, ah. Same way I was when I learned about the trick. But here's the difference. He acted like he knew, oh, like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, now I get it. And he acted almost like he knew, like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't do that. I was still fascinated that I could be fooled. But I was floored at his reaction. It's not like I wanted an ovation or anything, but at the very least I wanted some appreciation for how the trick was performed. And maybe even a deeper introspection of him about how he got tricked. But he didn't do that. He acted like he, well, okay, okay. And I learned a lesson in that. Now, I already told you, I don't want to know how the trick is done anymore. I like living in the joy of the magic. But here's the difference, and here's where we get into the politics of it. I know what's reality. See, I know that the magician can't teleport. I know that he can't levitate. But I like that he fooled what I know to be my sense of reality. And even if you expose the trick, leftists will act as if they knew the trick all along. They can't pretend to be fooled. And I think it's because of this. They don't have a real basis in reality. See, I watched the guy levitate, David Blaine. I was like, whoa! And it looks like he's off the ground. You've probably seen Chris Angel do it as well. It may be wires. I've seen it, you know, it's trompe l'oeil, as they say in French, which is fool the eye. Whatever. However you do it, it's fascinating to me that you can make me think that you've risen 6 inches off the ground. David Blaine goes higher up, but we know it's wires. I mean, you know it is. He's not levitating. But it is fun to watch. But I have a sense of reality that says he can't defy the laws of physics. So I'm not really being fooled per se. I'm tricked and I'm fascinated that you can do that. But I'm not fooled. See, leftists are fooled. When the kabuki theater happens for them and the magic is appearing right in front of their eyes, they're completely fooled. They don't realize the reality from the fake. And that's why the magic is always performed on them. We look at it, at least if you're listening to this program, and you go, nah, that's fake. I know the reality of it. Anyway, hopefully that gives you some insight to my crazy brain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Friday shows are supposed to be a little more lighthearted, but I do want to cover some of this stuff that has to do with Biden. And we touched on this before about the emails. And I told you guys, I have multiple emails, but they're not hidden or anything. I don't have other names, you know, like... I have one that's like, well, it's my business email, and we have multiple emails because we have multiple entities. And then I have a personal email that I, to be honest with you, I rarely use anymore. Long story short, there's a reason why I have my emails. You'll know what they are, and they're not hiding anything. And they're meant to be very distinctive about, okay, are you doing something with the Flick Fest? Are you doing something with our Seeking Educational Excellence or whatever? And then, as I said, professional email, personal email, they almost, for me, cross the line, because when I'm in my professional email, I still send stuff to family and friends because it's easy to get a hold of me. Probably shouldn't, not for any other reasons than just it clutters my email box. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. But if I were a public servant, I would use my email for... you know, whatever, State Department or Department of Interior, whatever, I'd use my .gov email for everything official and I would transfer to my personal email for everything unofficial. And I would only use a personal one. For my personal email, I have one personal email. I don't have 15. Now, I used to, when it was first setting up email, I was like, oh, this would be fun, or this would be fun, and then I'd move it. But now I have one. It's a hassle. The only reason why a lot of people will have more is if they start getting too much spam or something like that. They say, okay, this will be the one that all the spam can go to. I'm going to get a new one so nobody knows it. And again, I don't care. Call it KJ, K, you know, K Jackson. You know who it is. Call it that, and you're happy to look at him. In fact, one of my guys that works on the team, I gave him a password. He goes, hey, man, it let me into your BlackSphere email. I can actually read your emails because it was a Google permission. I said, that's okay. He's like, well, I don't know that I want to see. I said, well, I don't either. I don't like that Google did that, but it's okay. You can read my emails. There's nothing to hide. And he was like, well, I just don't feel comfortable. Okay. No problem, but I didn't panic. What? It gave you access to my email? Oh, Lord. Now, Joe Biden, on the other hand, there's 82,000 pages, they said, of potentially responsive documents out of the National Archive, possible records that were part of a Freedom of Information Act. And it's pretty clear that through these emails that Joe Biden took his State Department, official duties as VP, and he put that information into personal emails, and they have the numbers. The American Legal Foundation, 20,000 emails between Hunter Biden's investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, and over 4,000 emails to Hunter Biden himself in these from a personal email perspective. And here are the numbers. 19,335 emails with Rosemont Seneca that Joe Biden says, I don't know anything about this business. 19,000 emails, 4,243 emails to Hunter, 1,753 emails to Jim, 3,738 emails to Jim's Lion Hall Group. More than, you know, it's one thing, I got a brother, I don't know, you guys know this, right? I have a brother. I bet you we don't have maybe more, I'm going to say 20 emails between us. We have some text messages, we have obviously phone calls, we have birthday cards, but we don't have 19,000 emails between us. Now, if we were in business together, we very well could, because there would be a reason to communicate. But we don't have 19,000 emails between us. We don't even have 2,000, we don't even have 200. And, you know, maybe that's the way other people, maybe you communicate more with your family, but I'll bet you this, unless you're in business with your family or you got, you know, like you got separation anxiety, you don't have 19,000 emails. And certainly not over the period of time that they're talking about. So I don't know where this is going to turn out, but it can't look good. So they said more than 5,000 emails Joe sent from his apparent pseudonyms, including, and here's what gets me. Again, all my emails have my name. Hey, it's Kevin here. Doesn't matter whether it was my old Jackson spelled with an X emails or whatever. Hey, Kevin here. End it with Kevin, 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 Kevin. Joe Biden sent emails with pseudonyms that were named Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R.B. Ware. J.R.B. space W.A.R.E. He used fake names for government purposes. And they said, for instance, he allegedly used the Robert L. Peters moniker to help schedule a meeting with Ukraine's then-president Petro Poroshenko, according to an email discovered on Hunter's abandoned laptop archive. The House Oversight Committee was allowed to view the Ukraine-related email and a fraction of the emails with Joe Biden's pseudonym in September. The Oversight Committee wrote a letter in August demanding NARA give lawmakers unrestricted special access to the records under the Presidential Records Act and the law governing NARA, N-A-R-A's, handling of the White House archives. I will make you, there's no question in my mind that they have the information here that ties Joe Biden directly to the family business. And that's why Hunter Biden's got problems. Hunter Biden will be subpoenaed. He's going to stand before the man, and he's going to have to answer some very serious questions. They want records in connection with Hunter Biden's flights on Air Force Two, Joe Biden's office communications with Hunter and his business associates, and they wrote an additional letter in September to the State Department requesting records surrounding the Obama administration's push to fire Prosecutor Victor Shokin. Now, I'm gonna spoiler alert. I'm about to let you know what's happening. The Obama administration didn't authorize the firing of Victor Shokin. I know, you're saying, Kevin, how do you know this? This obvious information. You're so smart. You're so brilliant. I appreciate that way you think about me. I do. But let me just finish. They've already said it. The State Department already praised the work that Victor Shokin was doing before Joe Biden went in and upended it for one reason and one reason only. Money to his family. That's why. And when we get into this in the next segment, and probably the rest of the hour, even though I wanted to talk about trans fats, because they're going to ban trans fats. And I don't know what the LGBT community is going to do when they ban trans fats. Because, needless to say, you know, that's not good. That's not good optics. Well, why are we banning trans fats? And by the way, why are we calling them fats? Yeah, you can see where this is going to go. It's going to be a fun discussion. But we got to wrap it up here so we can get into this next segment. But Joe Biden's got a lot of problems. He's not getting out of them. Those of you out there going, Kevin, when's justice coming? I don't know if it'll be justice, but Joe Biden's done. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Jurors have convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried on 7 federal counts of fraud and conspiracy. Desmond Mills Jr., one of the former Memphis officers accused in the killing of Tyree Nichols, has pled guilty to federal charges and is expected to plead guilty to state charges as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti becomes the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations and will also be the first woman to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that Republicans are nearing a decision on whether to pursue impeachment against President Biden. Corey Myers, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I predicted it. I told you years ago. Joe Biden's toast. He's not going to be the Democrats' nominee. And I'm glad. I mean, there's a part of me that's glad. There's a part of me that's sad because I want Trump to get his comeuppance. I want Trump to kick Joe Biden's butt in a fair election and show that, you know, what really should have happened. We never should have had Joe Biden as a president, and I'm embarrassed that America had him in there, that we allowed the powers that be to put in a buffoon into the office of the presidency. I think it's unbelievable that we would. I mean, that's banana republic stuff. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden has a new situation that he finds himself in, and it reminds me of the acorn stuff. And those of you who may not know me well enough, you don't know that I was the person who was designated to break the acorn story on Fox News. And I did it on Glenn Beck's program on 9-10 of the year that we got rid of acorn. I believe it was 2009, maybe it was 2010. No, it was well beyond that. I take that back. It was like 2011 or so, but it was 9-9 or 9-10. The reason I know that is because on 9/12, I was in Illinois, Quincy, Illinois, doing an event with Andrew Breitbart there. And Breitbart is the one who got me on Fox News, Andrew Breitbart. In effect, he discovered me. He and Dana Lash. So, long story short, Andrew calls me. I'm at my grandmother's house. She was dying. And the phone doesn't normally ring at her house. A cell phone, because you go over a hill, she's out in the boonies, and no cell phone coverage, no towers, whatever. So I'm sitting there, we're laughing and giggling about the past and all that, because I know she's not going to be around much longer, and I came in for a special trip. And ironically, I said to everybody, my team, don't even try to get me on Fox News. If it's all God's plan, we'll get on there. I was very dejected that I wasn't able to get on Fox. I watched people do interviews that didn't know what they were talking about, and I said, I want to be that guy. Well, I'm at my grandmother's house, no cell coverage, zero bars, phone on, never rings. The phone rings, five bars, and it's Andrew Breitbart. And he says, Kev, it's Andrew. You buy your computer? And I go, why? He goes, we're about to break a story about Acorn. The James O'Keefe and Hannah Giles reveal act, play, prostitute, and pimp, and the blah, blah, blah. And you know the Acorn story. He goes, and you're going to be my back guy on Fox. And I was like, man, God is good. A week earlier, I said, we are done trying. And here's Andrew calling me on a phone that technically I shouldn't have been able to answer. I got five strong bars. Hear his conversation clearly. He says, take a computer, get to where you can go online. I've already sent you the files. I close my phone, zero bars. I tell you this, if I don't accept that call, Andrew goes down the list and he gets somebody else to do that. That was God answering me. So I go up and I've got a video. Andrew's like, sent me an email, says, we got six of these, but we're going to do them one at a time. We're going to trick them. We're going to do them one at a time. So we're going to release the one. They're going to say, oh, well, it's an isolated case with Acorn. Then we're going to release the second one. Then they go, oh, well, maybe there's two. And then we're going to release the third one and the fourth one. And then they're going to be panicked. And so Andrew was excited because he was setting a trap for the Democrats. And I'm telling you right now, that is exactly what's happening with the Republicans and Joe Biden. Almost every day, we get more news that unquestionably connects Joe Biden directly to the funny money. Money generated from crooked deals that he sanctioned for his son. And Hunter Biden soon to testify. He's going to fold under testimony in Congress. But when he does, we're going to know the extent to which this Biden family sold out America for its own benefit. And why are they bringing in Hunter? Well, I wrote an article about it. Hunter is now, there's no question. I think, do we have the Comer clip on that? Let's play the Comer clip.
So I did want to just pin down, you believe that you will be able to issue a subpoena for Hunter Biden soon?
I could have issued a subpoena weeks ago, but we didn't have the bank records. Now we have the bank records. Now you want to bring him in. I mean, I think what the Biden legal team strategy was, they watch, you know, conservative media, and they're like, oh, he needs to subpoena Hunter Biden on day one. And he's under pressure to subpoena Hunter Biden. No one knew when we started this investigation, there were 20 shell companies. No one knew that now 10 Bidens have received money from the influence peddling scheme. No one knew that these shell companies had dozens and dozens of bank accounts in each shell company. No one knew that about that $200,000 wire that from the healthcare company to Jim Biden that went to Joe Biden. No, so when we now know that Joe Biden benefited, and that's because we continue to receive bank documents. We have subpoenaed. I think we've issued 10 subpoenas pertaining to bank documents and pertaining to the Biden investigation. And you think, okay, we want to subpoena Jim Biden's bank accounts. Well, lo and behold, he's got, you know, bunch of bank accounts. Hunter Biden, dozens and dozens of bank accounts for each shell company. And it's taken a long time to get this information in, but we have it in. We're able to trace the money now. Now we can bring the Bidens in and ask them specific questions, not just hearsay, because, you know, the Democrats could do that with Trump and not have any evidence to back it up, but we're treated differently. Now we have evidence. We have built a case. You know, no one's disputing the fact that the Bidens were influence peddling now. What the Democrats and the media are trying to say was, well, they were influence peddling, but Joe didn't know anything about it and Joe didn't benefit from it. We can prove otherwise. We know that Joe met every one of these people, including the healthcare deal in Florida that they swindled out of $600,000. He's met every single one of these people with either his son or his brother. And we can trace the money. And one thing Jim Jordan's doing in the Judiciary Committee, they're bringing in people for depositions like they brought in Scott Brady. And we know that the federal government, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the IRS, they all knew this was going on. And as they were getting closer to Joe, then someone hit the brakes. Someone in the deep state hit the brakes and said, no, you got to drop it. We can't touch that. It's an election year. You can't go after the sitting vice president, or you can't go after the Democrat nominee for the presidency. So we know not only there were crimes, we know there are cover-ups. We have mountains of evidence, and now we're ready to bring them in. We're in the downhill phase of this investigation now because we have so many documents, and we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. And we can ask these questions with evidence. This is a check you signed.
Are you excited? God, that's awesome. That's exciting. I mean, do I need to cover any of that? I don't think so. He says, we have a case. Look, we have enough to subpoena Hunter Biden, and Hunter Biden's got to be scared to death, because when he did his little 60 Minutes interview where he said, I don't know, it could be my laptop. I mean, it could be Russian misinformation. It could be, well, hey, how about this? What about this bank account? Why did this money go here? They can connect all the dots. And here's the thing, folks. This is the deep state being destroyed. They can connect enough dots to say, we know what's happening. Shell companies, dozens of bank accounts inside of each shell company. The $200,000 wire. 10 Bidens receiving money, and they got the bank records, folks. They know. He said it. Joe Biden benefited. There will be no doubt about it. They have more subpoenas, 10 of them, pertaining to bank records that show both Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had bank accounts within these shell companies. He says, we have it. We can trace the money. We can ask specific questions, not hearsay. We have built a case of influence peddling, and we can prove that Joe Biden benefited. Oh, man. Is that not good stuff? This is normally not a Friday show. This should be like a Monday show. That's okay. So, when you wrap it all up, Joe Biden, 40 FBI informants said, look at the Bidens. The people that were seeing how the Bidens were doing stuff in Ukraine, look at the Bidens. Viktor Shokin gets fired against Obama policy. Look at what Biden did. The checks coming as loans, which we're going to get into in the next segment in a little bit here, but that are all loan repayments. We'd like to see them. Where was this transparency that Joe Biden talked about? Hey, here's my records. By the way, I want to still see his LLC with Dr. Jill. I want somebody following that money. You know what we're going to find when we get to the bottom of this? That Joe Biden not only benefited, he evaded taxes for at least $5 million. He cheated the tax system. The guy who tells people, pay your taxes, he and his son were in collusion to cheat the American people out of the tax money that they should have been paying. That's what we're going to find. And we're going to find a massive cover-up of enormous proportions, enough to shake the foundation of America's system of justice. That's what we're going to find. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a
extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bidens are done. They got the records. They got the bank records subpoenaed. And you know, most of the information came from to get those Bidens from Hunter himself. God, Hunter's got to be kicking himself. That laptop from hell, they called it, left in a computer facility, repair facility, and Hunter, I don't know, it could be Russian disinformation. No, Hunter, it could be yours. And you know what? The FBI knew it from 2009 on. And now you've got Comer, who's got all the information. He's like, we can connect the dots. Wouldn't you like to be in the room of the people that are putting all this together? See how they're piecing it all, you know, all the wall charts and stuff showing the bank accounts, the ropes going all over. Man, what a fascinating, I would love to be in that room seeing these guys connect the dots. You know the other room I'd like to be in? The one where the Democrats are trying to figure out how do we get our sorry butts out of this. We put into office, in a cheat, a guy that was so corrupt And we thought we could put this up, pull this over on the citizens of America. We thought we could get away with this. That should be, they should be ashamed of themselves. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I told you the Bidens are going down. I told you the Democrats are going to suffer. And if they can't cheat, they can't win elections. It's that simple. They can talk about, oh, the Republicans have all kinds of problems. Look at them. Let me tell you, the Democrats have problems. They are anti-Semitic. And, you know, I mean, how do you try to get the Jewish vote, but you're anti-Semitic? And you're actually helping Muslims, but you got to pretend that you want to help Israel, so you try to give money to Israel. I mean, that's the craziness of dealing with the left. They got clashes inside of the women's movement with the transsexuals, so the LGBT is effectively going after the feminist. I mean, it's amazing how many things they have screwed up. And then ask them about just sane policy. Hey, do you want to open up your house to illegals? No, but we'll let them in. Tell me where their policies work. You can't, so I'm not even going to bother. It's rhetorical, but yeah, I'm not going to even let you start answering the rhetorical question. We already know. Nothing they do works. They're led by buffoons, weak people that they like. They like letting weak people lead them. They like putting weak people into office. You want to know why? They're controllable. None of these people control it. It's other people. It's unelected fat cats and bureaucrats who are controlling what happens in our lives. And you know what they hate about us? We want our control back. We want our representatives to represent us, not some amorphous, unknown boogeyman that's out there telling people what to do. I'm sick of it. I want to know where my money's going. I want to know that it's not going to help a bunch of Ukrainians get on their welfare system. I don't want that. I don't want my money helping people by the millions who come into this country as interlopers illegally when there are people that need legitimate help, like our veterans, like our tired, poor, and hungry, and the businesses that are trying to make things work during Bidenflation. Don't even get me started on this economy. Joe Biden, feasting while we suffer. This guy doesn't care about gas prices. He's buying houses cash. He's raising alarm bells all over the place. He's got cash, so much cash. He's like the dude in American Made. He's stuffing cash in walls. He can't even put it in the bank without generating suspicious activity reports. Hunter just came and withdrew another $20,000. They got so much money, they don't know what to do now, the Biden family, the mafiosos. We got news of a loan payment made to Joe. If you remember, $200,000 check from his brother. I call it James Biden's loan payment to his nephew's father. Yeah, and you know what it was. It was a kickback. It was a kickback to the big guy. And still, the leftist narrative remains the same. Joe Biden did nothing wrong. I mean, I'm not going to play the clip, but I love that clip. The Biden family, they're great people. And yeah, the Republicans are going after them. And the Biden family, and the Biden family, and the Biden family. The Biden family is a family of crooks. That's what they are. Joe Biden is the kingpin of a family of crooks. Just say what it is. But now, as I mentioned before, when we did Acorn, we didn't have just one check, one story, video. We had two. Then three, then four, then five, then six. And before we could even get to four, Acorn was already going, okay, look, we were ready to let Guatemalan 13-year-old prostitutes have houses in America. We were going to help them. And it shut them down. That expose, that's what put James O'Keefe on the map. And Hannah Giles was the one who did it. It was her idea. Her dad, Doug. Cool family. Joe Biden received $40,000 in laundered CEFC China Energy Company money in 2017 from the account of his brother James Biden and his sister-in-law Sarah Biden. Personal check labeled loan repayment. That's number two, guys. That's number two. The second instance of Joe Biden personally accepting a suspicious personal check from his brother James, who was involved, folks, in the family's overseas business ventures. Now, Joe's making a lot of loans to these guys. But, of course, Biden has denied any involvement in his family's business ventures at least 9 times. He said it publicly. Now, the money trail. I don't want to get too deep into this because it's about dates and numbers and things like this. But it begins July 30th of 2017, when Hunter Biden is pressuring a guy named Zhao for the $10 million that he wanted to get. And he, remember, the conversation was, my father, there's a person here sitting here who will make sure that this happens, and my father's not going to like it or whatever. I don't know the details, but I'm paraphrasing. But that was the $10 million they wanted. That's July the 30th. A little over a week later, August the 8th, they get $5 million in payments from Zhao. This is within 10 days of that text. And they use Joe Biden as an impetus. You don't get this, and my dad isn't going to be happy about it. So they send $5 million from Zhao within 10 days. Send it to Hudson West. On the same day, $400,000 was wired to a Wasco PC from Hudson West to another entity that was controlled by Hunter Biden. 6 days after that, Hunter Biden then wired $150,000 to Lion Hall Group, that is an entity owned by Joe Biden's brother James and his wife Sarah. 14 days after that, Sarah withdrew $50,000 in cash from Lionhall Group. She then deposited that $50,000 into their shared bank account with James. And then they wrote a check for $40,000 as a loan repayment out of that check, out of that account, and gave it to Joe. So here's the question. If it was a loan repayment for something, why couldn't they write it out of their corporate account? Lionhall Group. These are questions that they're going to have to ask when they stand before the man. So here's what's interesting. That phone call from Hunter Biden triggered quite a bit of money activity. So here's the one I want you to examine. A $400,000 payment is what kicked off the thing. In other words, the $10 million came in, $400,000 of it went to Hunter, and then the disbursements begin. And you know what Joe ends up with? $40,000, 10% for the big guy. So, I want to circle back on this conversation I had with Andrew Breitbart. We had one videotape of James and Hannah going in, talking about bringing in these underage prostitutes to get into these, pardon me, these government houses. Acorn denied it. What's the big deal? It's just a loan repayment. The next one we come up, hey, here's another video of another location. Well, what's the big deal? It's just a loan repayment. What's the bet that they're going to find many, many other loan repayments coming from James and Sarah to Joe? How much you want to bet me? They're going to, the committee has the canceled checks. Would you bet against these them having the checks, number one? And we can make a bet. I'm willing to bet with you right now. 844-551-8255. And what do you bet that every one of James and Sarah's checks to Joe say loan repayment? Anybody want to bet? Let me tell you this. Predicting Joe Biden's demise in this ultimate impeachment was as easy as one of the Geico commercials. So easy a caveman could do it. The hammer is going to fall, and rightfully so, on the Bidens, maybe followed by one of those Wile E. Coyote anvils. The Biden family will have some choices soon, folks, a few of them, a few choices, and none of them are good for the Bidens, the Democrats, or other leftists. Which Biden's going to be the scapegoat? I'd love to see Vegas' odds on which one of them gets out of this thing badly. But I'm going to stick with my prediction that Joe Biden resigns before the end of the year. We'll see if I'm right.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.